When people think about Mexico and foreign direct investment, they probably think about U.S. companies going down to Mexico to produce cheap industrial goods for export in the border towns. The truth, though, is that foreign direct investment has been going both ways across the border. Between 2006 and 2011, Mexican companies invested $8.4 billion into the U.S. This number is greater than any other six-year period. Prior to 1836, when Texas seceded, Mexico consisted of 1.7 million square miles of territory. By 1853, the country had lost 900,000 square miles, or more than 55% of its original territory, to the U.S. You can see on this map all of the areas in white. I'm going to circle it here. These all used to belong to Mexico. In the previous slide, the white area was the territory that Mexico lost to the U.S. in the 19th century. And that's pretty much in here in the orange circle. As you can see, in 2010, this gives the percentage of the population that is Hispanic in these areas. And the darkest blue or purple represents more than 50% of the population being Hispanic. And the slightly less dark color is 25 to 50%. So in the areas where Mexico used to have territory, you can see that there's a huge population of Hispanics. Not only have demographics been changing, but there's been a huge surge in direct investment from Mexican companies to the U.S. Let's take Cemex for an example. Cemex is Mexican cement and building materials manufacturer. It is now the largest producer in this sector in the United States. It makes up more than 10% of the market. In 2010, Grupo Bimbo, the Mexican baker, bought the U.S. company Sara Lee. This made Bimbo the largest bread maker in the United States, as well as the world's largest baking company. Corona is another good example. Corona has been the best-selling imported beer in the United States since 1997, every single year. Televisa, a Mexican broadcaster, has invested heavily in Univision, the U.S.'s biggest Spanish-language television network. It's also expanding directly into the U.S. market with a branch called Televisa USA, and this is going to produce English-language adaptations of popular telenovelas or Mexican soap operas. For instance, it recently finished taping a show called Devious Maids to be aired on the Lifetime channel. It's also producing an English-language adaptation of a kids' show for Nickelodeon. So what is driving this surge in investment? Well, first off, Mexico's economy is doing relatively well. Some analysts are so optimistic that they believe Mexico will be Latin America's largest economy in the near future, even surpassing Brazil. Also, as I mentioned earlier, demographics are changing in the United States, and there's a bigger and bigger Hispanic market. In fact, there's almost 33 million Hispanics of Mexican origin living in the United States. About 12 million of those were born in Mexico. That's equivalent to about 10% of the Mexican population. 25% of the U.S. population under 20 is Hispanic, and 30% of the total population in 2050 is forecasted to be Hispanic. Also, Hispanic purchasing power has grown from about $800 million in 2006 to a forecasted $1.3 trillion next year. The information for these slides comes from a very interesting article by Adam Thompson in the Financial Times called North of the Border, if you're interested in reading more on this topic.